Members of the staff, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Standing Committee on Appropriations meeting. Today we are having the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, who are going to be briefing us on the second quarter performance report of national departments. But do we have any apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson, honourable members and guests. We received three apologies from today's meeting. The first one is from Ms. Dikhale. She's attending another committee meeting. Mr. Kwang was also attending another committee meeting, and then Ms. Mklangwini is off sick. Ms. Peters indicated that she will be joining the meeting a little bit later. Thank you.
Thank you. DPME, introduce your team and yourself, and you've got about 45 minutes for your presentation, right? And then we'll take it from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, Chairperson, honourable members and guests. I'm not sure whether I should feel a bit anxious because a few people already asked me this morning whether I'm here alone, and they seemed quite surprised. So yeah. Before I start with the presentation, apologies from DG Mpofu. She does have other commitments. In terms of the presentation for today, I will discuss the performance of national.
But before you proceed, we are talking to. That you must also introduce yourself. Secondly, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. We have never interacted with your department, and the first time we interact with the department, then the DGs apologize. The next time we'll ask you to go back and come back with the DG. And please convey that, at least the deputy minister. Minister, we definitely will take ourselves very, very seriously. Okay? Please convey that and convey it very strongly that we have never interacted with your department. It's the first time you are seeing the honourable member of this committee, and we don't have a pleasure of meeting the whole team from the department. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Ideshri Modli. I'm from the Planning Alignment Unit at the DPME. This morning I will.
And you are ranked at the department.
I'm chief director.
Where are the DTGs?
They are responsible for this particular.
That's fine. Not that it's an arrangement in the department. Usually we get to see ministers, we get to see deputy ministers, we get to see DGs and so on. I don't know, before you proceed, can I open this discussion to the honourable members? Just Ms. Moody, please just switch off your... It's not a reflection on you, you are here. So, they can need to... Honourable Nkumane, Honourable Sheikh, Honourable Zembo, Honourable Kaiso.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen and honourable members. My name is Rosina Komani, the member of the Standing Committee on Appropriations. I note that the Chairperson said we should give the benefit of the doubt, but I am vested here, I'm very sceptical to say whether we're going to reach the desired goal in terms of this meeting, or this meeting will just be a formality to say there has been a presentation, because we need to engage, particularly with the DGs, with the ministers and with the deputy ministers, and seated there, not that I'm not respecting you, but I don't see how we're going to get to the reality and to the existent engagement as to one is envisaged to can have. So, Chairperson, I seated here as an EFF member. I don't see the need for this engagement with one person, especially where the principals are not attending, in attendance, particularly that this is our first meeting. I so submit.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for being here to make a presentation. The challenge that I have is, you know, I come from the 5th Parliament, and we've had the department here come in their numbers. And like myself, I have many questions that I want to ask, you know, in terms of their responses a year or 2 years ago. And if they're not here, you know, I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to do justice to that, because they've indicated, you know, a lot of things to us. And I find that it is not the case. And how am I going to interact? How am I going to get the answers? How am I going to get them to respond to the fact that they made certain commitments at that stage and they have not been able to do that? So I think really, you know, it's not acceptable. You know, you're here alone. You have a DG, you have DDGs, you have different directors of the different... So there's a whole team. And you're just finding one person. At least if there were about three or four from the different, you know, sections, we could still accept and understand that. And I'm not sure, I'm not satisfied with the explanation just the DG has got some other engagement. What about the rest of them? I'm just concerned, Chairperson, is this not disrespectful to this committee that, you know, and this is the way I'm starting to interpret it. So I don't believe we're going to really be able to justice, maybe to a certain extent, to what you're going to explain to us. But I'm not going to get the answers clearly for what I want.
For example.
Thanks, Chairperson. You know, this is very painful. I last experienced this in the 4th Parliament. Perhaps, Chair, it's because the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation doesn't understand and want the actual role that this committee is supposed to play. It cannot be. Chair, I imagine South Africans see us talking and discussing with the chief director. Such critical, you know, we will be dealing with all the votes. We would be expecting answers, you know, about each and every department, up to the level of even the state-owned company. Because, you know, when you, as the Department of ACI, we are one of the pillars, Chair, of this country. And it cannot be that we be, you know, so lax and behave in such a manner. Chair, I understand. This might have financial implications, but for the sake of reality, let us reschedule this meeting. I propose that relevant human individuals who are correctly employed, you know, for such, you know, you can't be holding the chief director accountable. There's a level of accountability here, Chair. Each position has got accountability attached to it. So we can't be pinning down the chief director. Where she is alone, she cannot. She just cannot be able to deal with all this. Imagine, Chair, from when we started, we've always been packaging issues which we were saying, these particular issues are then meant for planning, monitoring and evaluation. It's a PAT, Chair, but I don't see us continuing in this fashion.
Honorable Chairperson. We are talking to the messenger, not to her personally, but she has brought the message to us. But unfortunately, Chair, we cannot allow any sort of undermining of this committee. We cannot read its first impression and they last forever. Because To the Nation is one of the very key departments in the country. A very key one. So we are meeting with a strategic committee such as this one that the principal would decide not to come and undermine this committee. So I think it's the very first serious undermining by this of this committee. We have had a number of meetings, at least we have got some impression that some level of delegation to this meeting has been quite satisfactory up until the one to the last or the one of the strategic committee in the office of the president. So it cannot be allowed to just undermine this committee, really. It's a very serious matter that we'll definitely have to send you back. Why back, Honorable Chairperson, is to send a very clear message that we want to be a very different committee of this sixth parliament. So we want to send a very clear message that we are serious about our task, because we've got a whole package of tasks in front of us. So we definitely have to meet with the relevant people in the office of the evaluation and monitoring. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just want to just maybe from just from outside, just wanted to ask, when did we send out this letter to invite the department? It was important that we from our side are clear that we've given them enough time to be available. I think it's important. And then I do share the sentiment expressed by the members, but I also would like to, when we have the meeting, maybe I would just wanted to know then how many chief directors there is in this department. I see a lot of votes, but it would be interesting just to know that when we have the as an introduction, when we have that info, when we have the briefing session with the department. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. I think the message is loud and clear. But to answer Honorable Joseph, the invite was sent on the 4th of October. Mm-hmm. 2019. So it's more than a month ago that we sent an invitation. Chief Director, this committee deals with appropriations. The money that goes to all the departments must go through this committee and look at the budget proposed by the minister and recommend it to Parliament. You know as well as we know that there's quite a concern about how the resources are being spent by some of the departments, the efficiency thereof. Also a big concern about the underspending by some departments, the impact thereof on those communities which must be impacted by that expenditure. But again, if we were to talk about the underspending, especially of the CAPEX, the impact of not spending on the broader macroeconomic situation of our country, where they talk about economic growth and very much challenged, as you know, that there was a revision downwards of the GDP from 1.5 to 0.5. Unemployment rate at 29.1%. The list goes on and on and on. And what happens in the departments very much impacts on all these things. So this department, this committee, is responsible for looking at those things, following up on the money that gets appropriated by Parliament. I'm sharing this with you, and pardon me if I'm telling you something that you already know, but it's for the record. That is not just because we want to see your DDGs or want to see your DGs. It's because of the critical nature of the issues that we're dealing with. Your department is there to look at these things. That's why we are planning monitoring and evaluation, because you want the department to share with us and some of the concerns. Honorable Sheikh is raising some of the issues which come from the previous administration, Parliament, Fifth Parliament, to say what has happened, has those things been followed up, and so on. And with the utmost respect, we don't think that you'll be able to deal with all those things, because you are responsible for it. And then there's this document which covers everybody else. And they are, and the responsibility that goes to you is up to the chief director level. The things which affect the DGs, the DG, and even your political office. Therefore, without belaboring this point, we are going to adjourn this meeting and be properly constituted so that we are able to give proper attention and discuss the issues which are going to come from the report that you have given us, and some of the things that are emanating from our other interactions with other departments. So I think that's where we are. We'll write to the minister. One, registering our dissatisfaction and disappointment about this, and two, requesting that they come and appear before the committee, because when we interact with the departments, it's not a question of us ticking boxes that we have met with DPME. No. It's because we want to ensure that we cross-pollinate and you understand where we're coming from, and you also understand your challenges. But we don't think we'll be able to do that today. In fact, as you are saying, that you became a little bit anxious when everybody was asking you, are you the only one? Because it's the first time it happens. It becomes a... Otherwise, I would have requested, I would have continued with this meeting between myself and the two of us. So we have got the whole the committee here, because the issues that are being dealt with are very, very important, big implications to the economy and to our country. So, honourable members, I think we were adjourning this meeting. Perhaps I may request all our members to remain behind, but I think we are not continuing with DPME. We'll write to the department and issue another invitation. Thank you very much. I think we're done with this one. I don't know whether all our members, I think we have decided that that's what's going to happen. The meeting is we are not continuing with the presentation. I don't know whether members would like to say something. Okay, this Honorable Kais, Honorable Zembo, Honorable Sheikh, in that order.
I was just requesting the members of the staff to remain behind.
Chair, mine would be just for record that if the chief director can advise the minister and the hierarchy that the time lapse between the fresh invitation and the meeting may not be as long as it was, because we have got pressure and we have got decisions that we have to make in Parliament as per the information that we'll be getting from this particular department. So when you get a short notice and also an invite which calls you into even awkward hours, Chair, because it may be, if members agree that let's sit even during awkward hours for the sake of addressing this thing, we'll have to, and the department shall have to abide by whatever that we shall have decided upon. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I don't know whether it's necessary, but I would have thought, I would like to have heard from the director with an entire department that is supposed to be coming to us. One person comes, the DG is not available. What about the rest of the team? Is there some explanation why nobody has decided to accompany and come? Because obviously questions are going to be posed to different. So I don't know if we could just get an explanation as to why, because obviously they would have discussed it and decided that only the director is going, or why the others couldn't go. So I don't know if because that might help us to I'm trying to establish, you know, whether they giving recognition to this committee, are they occupied, or is it just a matter of, well, it's not important, we don't have to go, so we'd know how to address it. But if the committee feels that no, we should not go the direction, I'll be happy with that. It's just that I thought we should have some clarity on it.
Honorable Joseph, Honorable Kumane, Honorable Kaison.
Yeah. No, Chairperson, thank you. I know the comment, but I don't think we've already heard the other members have other commitments, and they can come and explain to the committee the next opportunity why. I don't think we should shift the responsibility to the chief director that is here. Why the other members of the pub officials are not here. Thank you.
Yeah, Chairperson, thank you once again. I'm echoing the same sentiments with Mr. Joseph. And I would as well want to agree with Comrade Mlenza and to say we should maybe make an appointment that is quicker, so that we find a way to deal with these matters, because we have got to make decisions, and those decisions should be based on the engagement with this, the same department. So I agree to say we shouldn't, going forward, particularly on the meeting that has to be set, we shouldn't then maybe say this time is there was short notice or so. The department must remember that they failed to their invitation to respect this committee. So I think the invitation that should go to them should rather not be a simple invitation. They should be summoned to this committee. So with due respect, the representation should be satisfactory. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. No, Chair, my suggestion, proposal would be that, no, let's not subject her to further interrogation. She's answerable to certain people. So there are people that we must account or answer. So let's rather release her for now. Thank you very much.
I hear all members, but if she knows what's happening, that don't think, if she can't, again, it's fine. Chief Director. If you know what has happened, it's fine. If you can't, no pressure.
Thank you, Chair. All I know is that DG does have another commitment today. I'm not sure about the other colleagues in the department.
That's fine. That helps. Because usually the DG delegates to the DGs. So we'll note that. But thank you very much. Thank you for coming. We hope to meet very soon. Thank you. The honourable members, before you leave, I was just talking to secretary. So the benefit of us that on Wednesday there is a debate on the division of revenue bill. Right? On Wednesday next week, that there is a debate. And Darren, you were saying that everything that we're having will be debated. Just please take and share that with the honourable members.
Chairperson, it's all the MTBPS related. It's the Adjustments Appropriation Bill, Division of Revenue Amendment Bill, and the MTBPS. They are all going to be debated, Chair. But next week is only the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill. Thank you.
Honourable Sheikh?
I think, if I understood you correctly, they all going to be debated separately.
Yeah.
Okay.
They will be debated separately on different day. Right? But the date that we're having for now is for next week, Wednesday. I thought let me share that information, and I think the meeting is adjourned.